This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. This is a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special to serve and remember with your host, Tanya J. Powers.
Each year on the last Monday in May, America takes time to remember the enduring legacy of the men and women who gave their lives in service to their country. Memorial Day is about the sons, daughters, spouses, moms, and dads who made the ultimate sacrifice. They took an oath to serve, and this hour you'll hear from people who've made it their life's work to see that that service is not forgotten. Clint Bruce is a former U.S. Navy SEAL who co-founded Carry the Load in 2011. He told me it was born from his belief that more should be done to remember his fellow service members.
It was really doing something like it was kind of how I started processing Memorial Day, really almost after Operation Red Wings in 2005 when we lost a bunch of guys in Afghanistan and the SEAL teams. And, you know, that was really one of the first times I started to get kind of really angry on Memorial Day for two reasons. One, I just didn't see the nation doing Memorial Day the way I felt like we ought to. And then secondly, and perhaps more significantly, I had to confront myself with the reality that I didn't do Memorial Day well until I started losing my friends in conflict. And so for me, I was really more mad at myself than I was mad at the nation. And one of the ways I just started to process that is I would, every Memorial Day, I just load a pack with a pound for every person that I'd lost, and I just go until I couldn't go anymore. And you know what I found was these wonderful Americans who wanted me to know that it mattered, that I'd lost my friends. And then even more significantly, wanted an opportunity to tell me about their uncle or, you know, their father or their friend that was killed in earlier conflicts. And it just kind of turned into this thing that we all know now.
Talk to me a little bit about your background. Like you said, you're a former U.S. Navy SEAL. Tell me a little bit about your service.
It was fairly unremarkable. You know, I graduated from the Naval Academy in 97, did the NFL a little bit, but really wanted to serve, and left and served in the SEAL teams and did multiple deployments pre and post 9/11. And I think that contributed. I think you always feel like you got out too early unless you know you stayed too late. And just wrestling with those own kind of my own transition challenges. And hey, who am I now that I'm not on the ball field and the battlefield? And how do I be at the breakfast table who my daughters and my wife deserve? And how do I miss guys that I feel like were better men than me and all that survivor stuff and all of it?
You mentioned that, you know, when you started this, you had a pound for each person that you had lost.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah.
What did you start with? What was the number that you started with?
It was over 50 when you look at, you know, who I knew. And, you know, coming out of the Naval Academy, you know, it's far more than just guys in the SEAL teams, and having played against Army, getting to know some of the Army football players and their friends. And it was not an insignificant number in the 2006, 2007. And it's just kind of steadily grown since then. And then, you know, we bring in the tragedy of suicide, you know, that number is larger than it ought to be. It needs to be nothing, but it's larger than you'd want or hope.
Carry the Load is now a nationwide movement.
Yeah.
Tell me how it works. Are there other people? Are there teams? Are there people who say, okay, this is what I'm going to do? How does it work?
It's remarkable. What Carry the Load's done since Steve and I started it went from kind of one, you know, 20-hour and 11-minute walk during Memorial Day weekend to most recently 5 relays going across the United States at any given time, giving people opportunities to walk and just listen to who they lost and miss someone that you didn't know. That's kind of the calculus. And they've really kind of pivoted into these really wonderful activities. And one of our big missions was to create meaningful activities for families to participate in during Memorial Day, to recognize those who've lost and to celebrate those they miss with others. And throughout the course of May to do that for the other sacrificial services too, which is fire, law enforcement, and rescue personnel, but hyper focused on the military exclusively on Memorial Day that Monday.
Tell me about a little bit about the goals that Carry the Load has and the what are the programs that the money is raised? What do they go toward?
So obviously the mission number one is elevate visibility and significance of Memorial Day. And then the second mission is to give people ways to kind of do more than just say, hey, thank you for your service and to plug in, because people want to do more. There's a sea of goodwill that is inexhaustible in this nation, and it's really neat to give people formats and opportunities to kind of say thank you with more than just words. And then the third thing, which was really important to us and continues to be important, is to identify kind of best in class foundations that are doing the great work and come alongside them and steer attention and resources to their causes. And a lot of times in the philanthropic world, a really talented and passionate person is the founder. And either the founder is solving the problem they're passionate about, or they're trying to raise resources to solve the problem. And I've just found it always better to have the talent on the X, you know, at the crossroads of the problem and the solution. And so, like in our world, if you got a great sniper, you bring them beams, bolts, and band-aids and let them stay where they are and do the work. It's inefficient to have them come down to get more of what they need. If you got a great fighting unit, you drive resources to where they are so they can keep handling the problems they're gifted at handling.
You do the Dallas Memorial March. It is the signature event of Carry the Load. Tell me a little bit about that, how people can get involved.
Well, that's incredible. That for me has kind of been one of, I mean, I love everything. I love the relays. I love the activities going on kind of around the United States. But, you know, I think there's something about, and I look at it from the veteran's perspective, like part of the frustration on the veteran community is thinking that Americans don't care, that we lost our friends and lost our arms and legs and all those things. And I'm fortunate in that. But when you go down to Revachon Park on the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend and see 20,000 people out there and 80% of them are great American citizens, like, you can't be mad about that. You can't pretend that people don't care that you lost your friend when great American citizens outnumber veterans. Generally 80% are the participant. You see these families, and you know, the Stephen and I were talking about this the other day, that our kids don't remember not doing Memorial Day well. You know, we've been doing this long enough now that some of the teenagers, when we first started doing the Memorial Day March, are now coming back with their children. Like, they walked in this when they were young, and now they're coming back with their spouses and kids, and to know that you made a generational impact on how this sacred weekend and day in particular is handled is really neat.
You said that you were frustrated because you were not seeing what you wanted to as far as how people observed Memorial Day. What is it that you would like to see in the country on Memorial Day?
This. Now. I mean, it's you know, it's what we're seeing now, and to see it nationally and to see it done and to see it cared about and see it spoken about, it's this. And I don't think you'll ever be done. I don't think there'll ever be a threshold you pass. I think it's a virtuous Sisyphus kind of effort, just roll the rock uphill, because, you know, our nation's always going to need heroes. And if we don't honor our heroes rightly, then why should we expect to have more? And so, I don't think there's a finish line in saying thank you. So I'm proud of the effort. I'm proud of Stephen and the team and what they're doing now. And to see it, I mean, like, again, I don't think we'll ever be, hey, we did it. But it's definitely different now than it was 14 years ago.
How many people are involved in this now?
It's really hard. I mean, it's in the tens of thousands every year. Wow. And that's what makes it so exciting. And that's just the hard count. When you get emails from overseas and guys like, hey, my unit did the Memorial Day March, this Memorial Day, like, it's that you can genuinely count tens of thousands every year and know that you're not counting everybody. It's really meaningful.
How can people find out how to get involved?
CarryTheLoad.org. The website does a great job. The Instagram, I think, is another really powerful tool. If you go to CarryTheLoad.org and you look at the beneficiaries and the partners who are coming alongside and kind of hear their story, I think that's really great too. But I'm also old, So I tend to go right to the website. All these youngins may like the Instagram more.
Well, they've got options, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they've got options.
I like that. Clint, I want to thank you for your service and for telling us and all our listeners about Carry the Load and how they can find out more information and what they can do and all of us can do to make Memorial Day a little bit more meaningful this year.
Well, thank you for the interest and thank you for the platform and the opportunity to kind of share the word and invite people onto it. And thank you for caring.
You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special to serve and remember. More coming up.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we cover the full range of topics that are on your mind and speak with some brilliant, talented, thoughtful women and men who have excelled in their respective fields and careers. Plus, every Thursday is your turn. You get to be the lawyer and you get to ask the questions about whatever is foremost on your mind.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's Rachel Campos Duffy. Join me for Fox Noticias, a show that breaks down the news of the day with a focus on the kitchen table issues that matter most to our community. Politics, the economy, immigration, and cultural trends. Weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox Deportes and available at noticias.foxnews.com, the Fox Noticias YouTube page, and Fox Nation. Or listen and follow the podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T.
When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special to serve and remember.
Learning the stories of fallen service members is one way to remember them on Memorial Day. Technology helps out a lot with that. Videos, audio, and photographs introduce America to those who defended her. But who keeps those stories? Phyllis Wilson is the president of the Military Women's Memorial in Washington, D.C. A former military intelligence voice intercept operator, she knows the importance of making sure the history of those women isn't lost.
Yes, I joined the Army after trying to make my way through community college and realizing that wasn't going to happen anytime soon. So I joined the Army. And as fate would have it, I had the opportunity to go to a language training program for almost a year out in California, and then was a voice intercept operator. And then ultimately serving as an intelligence analyst and doing a total of 37 years.
How were you first introduced and found out about the Military Women's Memorial?
The Military Women's Memorial is located at the entrance to Arlington National Cemetery. And I worked at the Pentagon, which is one metro stop away from the memorial and Arlington. And I did not know there was such a thing. And it was already had been open for 16 years. As fate would have it, a friend of mine was doing her promotion ceremony at the memorial, and I was invited to attend. And as soon as I walked in, I had goosebumps. I thought, how did I not know, one, this place was here, and that, two, my story and all of our stories deserve and should be here at the National Memorial.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do now. This is when you walk in, first of all, you just walk up to the front of this thing, and it is beautiful. It's curved. It's massive. And you go in, and that's where you start learning about the stories of these service women. How do you collect all those stories, and how are they archived?
The stories, that is the heart and soul of the Military Women's Memorial. Right now, more than 3 million women over 250 years have helped to defend this country. And we have a little over 326,000 of those stories. So we're a little over 10%. That means 9 out of 10 women that have or are serving this nation, their stories are not yet in our database. And that's why we love being able to tell these stories. Is we don't know that a woman has served, but the women and their families and friends do. And so encourage them, please, to step up and claim their spot. And if it's somebody that's no longer living, please, we need you to log in to womensmemorial.org, top right, create an account, and put her story into that national database. It's a research database, and it should become America's one-stop shop. If you want to look up a woman that has ever served in the military, we are your place.
One of the things that is so fascinating about the Military Women's Memorial is the fact that you have so many amazing stories of courage, of women doing things outside what the rules were at the time. I know you've told me a little bit about some of the ones, especially in the early days of our country, that kind of colored outside the lines, so to speak. They did things that just weren't done for women at that point. Can you share some of those stories?
Oh, I love those stories. And, you know, I think that there's this certain breed of women that join the military, because I have lived my life by the idea of beg forgiveness, don't ask permission. And I think it's the same thing of these women 250 years ago, disguising themselves as men, because it was illegal until 1901 for women to serve in any way, shape, or form in the military. So they disguised themselves. It was their country too, and they wanted to help defend it. Sometimes they were you know, brother and sister, they've lost their parents. And this 16, 17 year old boy was going to go off and join the military. Well, his sister, who was maybe a year or two older or younger than he, she cut her hair and the two of them signed up as brothers and they served. And we have lots of that documentation. And it's fascinating that back then we had to fight for the right to be able to defend our nation. And now we do have those opportunities. And it's just an important story. Set of stories to continue to tell and to look to the future. What will the future hold for women in the military?
You have artifacts on display there that are from service women who are no longer with us. And as it is Memorial Day and the focus of our show and our program, we want to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Can you tell me about some of the ones that are remembered through their artifacts that are on display?
Memorial Day is that day when we remember those that gave their lives while wearing the uniform. And so we have these incredible stories of U.S. Marine Corps Megan McClung, who was just a ball of fire, red hair and always living her life to the edge. One of those that would have probably disguised herself as a man in the Revolutionary War. Just amazing. But she gave her life in Iraq for this country. So her artifacts and all of these, 179 women died in combat zones just since 9/11. All of their stories are certainly in our national database. And many of them, like Jessica Ellis, a young combat medic that was serving on her second tour in Iraq, was killed on Mother's Day in 2008. Her uniform and her stories and her parents, Steve and Linda Ellis, are like family to us. This is important, and we will never forget what they have done.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the women that you also get the stories of and also remember that are kind of not exactly military members, but maybe members of the Red Cross or those who served in like ancillary sort of positions adjacent to women in the service that weren't being remembered anywhere else.
Absolutely. So when you talk about the USO, we had USO staff that was in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they made our lives better. They made our lives a little smoother. It was a comfort of home for the services that they provided. Now, if any of those women living or deceased, we want their stories in our national database. American Red Cross. I fell across a story in our database of a woman that served as a nurse, a Red Cross nurse in World War I in Europe. And when World War II happened, she tried to join the army and she was in her early 40s and they didn't take her. So she went back as a Red Cross nurse again, serving in Italy and explosions, incoming rounds. And she is horribly injured and she dies on the operating room table in Italy as a Red Cross nurse. Where will her story be told if not here?
You mentioned that people who are women who are in the military now, who are now serving, can obviously put their stories in. If someone is no longer with us and their family members hear this and they think, oh, wait, grandma was in the military, we need to have her story in there. What do they do? What can family members who want to remember their loved one, especially this Memorial Day, how can they get in touch with you and share their story?
The easiest way is for them to create their own account, men or women. Served or not, all of you, every one of you can create an account. So please go into womensmemorial.org website, top right, create an account. And first, before you list your grandmother or great aunt or whomever may no longer be with us this Memorial Day weekend, and you want to do honor to her, double check in the Find a Servicewoman little connection that she isn't maybe already registered. You may be pleasantly surprised to find out she told her own story, and you may learn something about a woman in your family you never knew the rest of her story. But if you can't find it, we need your help. There's only 20 people that work here at the Military Women's Memorial. We need America to step up and help these women claim their rightful place in history.
Phyllis, I can't thank you enough for sharing your time to tell us again about the Military Women's Memorial. This is one of those stories that is very, you know, close to my heart from going through there and seeing all of this stuff personally. So I'm really glad that you were able to talk to us today. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Love doing these.
You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special to serve and remember. More coming up.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know that the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T.
When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special to serve and remember. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
On Memorial Day, we remember the courage and honor of service members who gave their lives for the United States. And for every fallen soldier, there are family members left behind to carry on. Abby Whitwer is the Development Operations Officer of the Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation. It's a group that works to make sure the children of fallen service members have the money to go to college. For Abby, it's not just a job. She knows firsthand what it's like to be one of those children.
I am the daughter of Lieutenant Commander Frank Whitwer. My dad did a lot in the Navy, but his last job was being a fighter pilot. He flew F-18s, and he was killed in a training accident in January 2006. My dad's life was about service, but it was also deeply about family. He loved spending time with me and my sister. He would take us to the zoo almost every weekend. He taught our Sunday school class, and he would read to us every night before bed. Even when he was deployed, he would record home videos so he could read to my sister and I, even if he wasn't there. He loved serving his country, but he also loved being a dad, and he was really great at both.
How old were you and your sister when he passed away?
I was 5 years old. My sister was six. And we have a little brother, too, and he was only 4 months old, so he doesn't have any memories of her dad.
I know you said you remember him a lot on Memorial Day, and we are, that's our focus. I want to know, is there any other kind of little thing you may do, like a tradition, maybe let's say around Christmas? Is there a favorite ornament that he had? Is there something like that that really is just a cherished kind of thing you just look at and you're like, yeah, that's him?
My dad loved drinking coffee, but only black coffee, which I've tried for many years to drink black coffee myself, but I just can't seem to do it. So on his birthday, on the day he passed, and Memorial Day and other days that we miss him, my family will go out and we'll get drinks. We'll get coffee drinks and we'll all order what we actually like. And then we'll also get a black coffee to remember my dad. And we'll all take a sip. And it is disgusting to all of us, but it's a sweet way that we like to remember him.
I love the fact that y'all do that. And it's like a tradition that y'all have to remember him with. How did you first hear about Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation?
Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation first came into my life during my junior year of high school. My sister got in touch with them first. They actually found my family, and it was during my senior year that they first assisted me by giving me a stipend to get a new laptop computer before starting college. Ever since they came into my life, they've really changed it for the better. They provided me with the financial support that I needed to graduate college completely debt-free, but they also gave me a community. It was the first time in my life that I felt like I wasn't going to have to remember and honor my dad alone.
How has the Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation helped you, let's say, advance your education or do other things?
Thanks to Children of Fallen Patriots, I graduated debt-free, but I was also able to focus on my studies. I was able to work internships part-time and not focus so much on having to make ends meet or needing to stress about taking out loans to get through college. And that was so impactful for me, but the impact reaches beyond me. They also helped my sister through college, and she graduated debt-free. And my little brother, Jack, is currently in college, and they're helping him every step of the way. And this has just made an incredible impact on my mother as well. She never remarried after my dad passed away, and she's raised my siblings and I for about 19 years now on her own. And both of my parents cared so much about education and wanted all of us to go to college. And I think for my mom, seeing all of us through college was a way that she could feel a sense of relief. And even though her life didn't go as planned and her husband passed, that she could feel a sense of a job well done, that despite all these things, she was able to raise three kids on her own. And Children of Fallen Patriots really made that dream a reality.
Now, you are on the flip side of this now. You work for the Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation. Tell me a little bit about, more about their mission. I know you said that they helped you guys with education. What else do they do to support the families of fallen soldiers?
Children of Fallen Patriots provides college and trade school scholarships to military children who have lost a parent in the line of duty. We cover all branches of the military and all line of duty deaths, including killed in action, training accidents, service-connected illnesses, and suicide. Since 2002, we've helped 3,600 students across the country pursue their dreams and honor their parents' legacy through education.
That is a huge number. That is really something. Now, as somebody who has personally benefited from this work, what do you want to tell people who may not be aware of the needs of Gold Star families or the importance of supporting them after they've had such a tragic loss in their family?
Children of Fallen Patriots is so beneficial in so many ways to Gold Star families. It's estimated that there are over 25,000 children who have lost a parent in the line of duty in the last 35 years. And though these students do receive some funding from the government, the average gap between these benefits and the actual cost of college is about $25,000 per student. So there's a definite need for Gold Star children. While we have supported 3,600 students so far with about $75 million in support, there's still a huge need. In the next 4 years alone, there's about a need of $150 million due to the fact that we're seeing a big surge in need since the Iraq and Afghanistan war. So though we're not actively in warfare, we are seeing a huge need.
I'm glad you pointed that out about the fact that, you know, we're not in active warfare, but that does not mean that the need goes away, right? Is there anything else that, what's the top question you get about your organization that you feel like you are answering a lot that you'd like to give the answer here and kind of get the word out at once?
I am often asked how people can support, and the best way that you can support these families is by donating to Children of Fallen Patriots. You can visit our website at fallenpatriots.org to make a contribution. Whether it's $25 or $2,500, it's making a real difference in the lives of our scholars. Memorial Day specifically is a great time to give to our organization. You can visit our website to see some upcoming events we have across the nation. And you can also donate in honor or in memory of someone. If there's someone who you'd like to honor this Memorial Day, we'd be so grateful if you honored them through a donation to Children of Fallen Patriots.
This is going to be rewarding as far as getting to, you know, experience working with these families and helping these students. What's the most rewarding or the moment that really stands out for you? I'm assuming you get to meet some of these folks you're helping, right?
From when I was a student and now as a staff member, I've become friends with other Gold Star kids who are some of my closest friends now. I'm getting married in about a month, and a lot of my coworkers who are also Gold Star kids are coming to my wedding because we're just so close. I've also been able to mentor some students. There are some kids around my brother's age who I know who have also lost a parent, and I've been able to see them grow and see them supported by Fallen Patriots, and it is incredibly rewarding. It's also rewarding from the development side of things. Working with donors is so meaningful. I always knew as a student that our staff really cared about families of the fallen. And now as a staff member, I see that our donors care just as much. So I know that there are people around me at Fallen Patriots and those who support Fallen Patriots who want to remember and honor my dad alongside me.
What do you think your dad would think of the work that you're doing now?
I think he would be so proud of me. I think the fact that I'm giving back to a community that means so much to my family and that we're a part of would make him even more proud.
Abby, I really appreciate you sharing a little bit of your story today and telling us about your dad. And I'm just going to tell you, this is a call to everybody who's hearing this. On Memorial Day, we're all going to have a cup of black coffee in honor of Lieutenant Commander Whitworth. I love that. I love the fact that y'all do that. That's just such a cool tradition. And I'm never going to be able to not think of that when I see a cup of black coffee now.
Oh, thank you so much. That truly means so much to me. And it's been an honor to talk with you. So thank you.
You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special to serve and remember. More coming up.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries. And when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T.
When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest joined me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special to serve and remember.
The tradition of gold stars representing service members who lost their lives in combat dates back to the First World War. Gold star spouses have been called the force behind the force, and one group is working to make sure they're getting the support they need. Tamara Sipes is the president of Gold Star Spouses, which helps surviving spouses navigate military benefits, mental health resources, and financial assistance. She told me about her husband, Navy Search and Rescue Corpsman Robert Sipes.
He was just a wonderful man. He lived for the military. He was 34 years old when he was killed attempting to rescue children from a house fire that he thought had not gotten out of the house fire. He was stationed at El Toro Marine Corps Base, which unfortunately is no longer there, and flew over 55 missions rescuing civilians and military folks. He was awarded the Navy and Marine Corps Medal for Heroism, which is similar to a Bronze Star in a wartime period. So that would have been awarded during a non-wartime period. And he was killed in 1995. So it's been a minute. We had three small children, and it was life-changing.
I love the description you give of your husband and his heroism. And I also want to take a minute to talk about the fact that this is Memorial Day and we are remembering fallen soldiers. The thing that kind of goes underneath that that's not said a lot is maybe the grief that sticks around and that remains no matter how many years, no matter if it's been a minute or it hasn't. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I know that's probably a very sensitive subject, but I want to find out how you navigate that. Even though it's been a while, is this something that is, it can just be fresh 1 minute and not the next? How does it work with you?
Memorial Day, it's incredibly personal to me, to every Gold Star family member, as I'm sure it is for all of them. It's not just a holiday to honor those who have died. It's the reminder of their life and their sacrifice that they made. So we're reflecting, you know, their service and the joy that they brought. And of course, there's tears, you know, the true conviction and the love they gave to their country. I mean, it's not just about remembering their loss, but celebrating, you know, the life they lived. And when you think about it, less than 1% of our nation serves in uniform that voluntarily take this oath, you know, to our Constitution and put everything on the line to protect it. So while others over Memorial Day are, you know, having barbecues and shopping, Gold Star families and their and spouses, you know, we're pausing, we're remembering, we're reflecting, and sometimes it's hard to see that. You know, Happy Memorial Day is not a happy Memorial Day. It is a time to honor our folks, our fallen heroes.
Tell me a little bit about the founding of Gold Star Spouses of America.
So Gold Star Spouses of America was founded relatively new, actually, in the last year or so. We wanted to be inclusive to all the spouses that are out there. We needed a place for them to be able to come and share and relate to each other. You just don't have that. You don't have a lot of military folks that have moved around from community to community that have lost their loved ones and are trying to build a life again. Many people, they get into a community and they're there for all these years. We're moving from states to countries to different bases, different areas. And so you never have an opportunity to really build a foundation. And that's okay, because you know what? We love our spouses, and that's what we married. So we married our service member, but we also married the military. And then we have to start all over when something like that happens, when a loss occurs. So we founded this organization so that we could provide that support, that we could find each other and create that community, that we had chapters that we could go to, that we could support folks that are out there. We could help them with educational resources. We could send them to different Zooms or different chapter area meetings. And then advocacy is a huge part of what we do. We advocate on the Hill for benefits for surviving spouses because we're such a small voice in Congress that a lot of times the things that we need are services that we oftentimes get forgotten or overlooked. So we have to keep going and teaching people how to do that. And that it is a Congress decision, and you don't always know that as a spouse.
But talk to me a little bit about the legislative progress that you've been able to make while doing that and being active as far as Congress goes.
So we've testified on the Hill several times. We are actively working on several bills, actually. One we continue to get reintroduced, Caring for Survivors Act, which is our dependency and indemnity compensation, which sits at about a 43% of what a 55% a service a disabled would receive. And what that means is that a federal government employee should pass away and their spouse would receive about 55% as a compensation, a monthly compensation, where a military spouse passes away and we're at a 43% level. And years ago, many years ago, when a military spouse passed away, you know, they would say, okay, here's 10,000, good luck, God bless, and please move off the base in 30 days. And find a place that you can go live. And we have many older spouses that remember those days, you know, Vietnam era spouses that are still remembering those times. We've had success with a survivor benefit plan, SBP, which is kind of like their pension that they'd earned over the years or paid into. And for a while, Congress, it was offset. They wouldn't pay a little bit of this and that. They would just offset it. So recently, about 3-4 years ago, that finally passed in Congress to say, oh, no, we're not going to offset that. But there's still a lot of work to do, a lot of work to do. For a while, we couldn't remarry. That was a lot of fun and still somewhat of an issue. You cannot remarry before the age of 55. So if you're a very young widow and you do remarry before the age of 55, you lose your benefits, at least your military benefits. And if you have children, that's really taking a risk. So it is really, there's a whole lot of little layers that we continue to try and work on and advocate for.
If people who are listening to this want to get involved and help, what is the best way to do that?
Oh, call your congressman. Talk to your representatives that are in your area. Reach out to us. We have a membership that is just very minimal. And we are, and if someone can't afford membership, we've got it covered. So we want them to be a part of this bigger voice, because it takes a lot of our voices, or at least knowledge, to be able to go out and make a difference on the Hill. We hold events where they can come and do that and participate. We educate spouses on this. We have our monthly meetings on Zoom so they can get more information. And we have, of course, our social media and Facebook pages. It's all under Gold Star Spouses of America.
Is there a particular way that you honor Robert's memory on Memorial Day?
I think about him. It's been 30 years, and I still think about him in passing at moments when you just don't know that it's going to hit you. You have that love that you just carry with you through the rest of your lives, and that you try to share with your children and tell them what a wonderful person he was. Every time I hear taps played, I think of him. Every time I go to a cemetery, a national cemetery, or even walk through, I think of him. And I don't know that there's any special way, except for that maybe I just talk to him now and again and just let him know that we're okay, and that what a difference he made in my life. And I was so blessed to have had him there for the time that I did.
Sacrifice, honor, service. This Memorial Day, take a moment to remember those who gave everything to make America the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News Radio.
What if the dollar was no longer the world's reserve currency? According to former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff, that future is coming faster than you think. His new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, reveals how rising debt, inflation, and global de-dollarization could lead to a full-blown currency crisis, one that could wipe out retirement accounts tied to the stock market or the dollar. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away free copies of this urgent book when you schedule your one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll learn how to legally move your IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver, avoid taxes and penalties using a little-known IRS-approved strategy, and how to receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you qualify. Protect your retirement before it's too late. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Or visit AdvantageGold.com to claim your free copy. There's no cost, just the truth. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.